stave with your boat if you go overboard this fall. We'll tell you why next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah, and as you probably already know, it's your headquarters for everything hunting. With the season in full swing, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunts. But if hunting's not your thing, you've got to see the selection of great camping supplies, from tents, sleeping bags, packs, and lanterns, to thousands of accessories. And with football season, let's not forget tailgating. Let's talk grills, pop-up shelters, tables, and chairs galore. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse. Utah born, Utah proud.
Play safe. Don't be a boating statistic. Nearly 80% of people who drowned in boating accidents would have survived if they'd only worn their life jacket. Anyone being towed from a boat, operating a personal watercraft, and children 12 and under must wear life jackets at all times. Utah State Park Rangers recommend everyone wear a life jacket. Utah boaters wear it. A message from the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Staying with your boat could save your life, even if it gets swamped. Ty Hunter, with Utah State Parks and Recreation, tells us why.
Anytime you're standing in any small craft, there is a chance for you to fall overboard. So everybody just take care of that and start thinking, what happens if I do fall overboard? I mean, that's one of the things that we even do with our folks. We'll take them out in the water and say, you know, jump off the boat, figure out how to get on this thing. That might be something that you may want to control and do before you even go out. Start in here. Know how you can board your boat. Know how you can either ride it if it's a small one. Another thing I think we need to mention, Brian, is what do you do if you do find yourself outside of your boat? You happen to fall overboard. Stay with your boat. I can't tell you how many times we have people that start swimming off and try to swim off to either save or go get help, and they end up in the long run sometimes being the victims that we're looking for. So the big thing is to stay with that boat. It's really easy to see. The other thing is that your boats will float. They will float for an extended period of time. Most of them have flotation that are in them, and you can have an opportunity that if you have two of them, you may be able to reach your arms across both sides of the hull and keep yourselves afloat and keep a little bit more of your body out of the water to try to conserve that heat loss. And the waterfowl hunting, I think we've talked about this plenty of times with this, is wear your life jacket, they buy you time, and this is why, because we ought to start thinking about cold water skills.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.